rings on my wrist. You're listening to the Real Batch podcast, where we use astrology, energy work, intention, spirituality, and a little bit of rebellion to take you from stuck to oh, fuck. Hey guys, welcome back to the Real Batch podcast with your host, Ashley Batchley. Today, we're going to talk about my biggest fear, which deep down, I probably think it's one of your biggest fears. And that is staying in the same place you are a year from now. Fast forward to a year, you're in the exact same financial position. Maybe it's a relationship, whatever, all the things. And you are in the exact same space. You have not advanced internally and externally. And isn't that terrifying? It's also terrifying because all of us have experienced that on some level, if we really are conscious of it, of having a year or multiple years pass by, maybe not always in a row, where Christmas rolls around. For me, it's Christmas. And I'm like, oh, I'm in the same place. I'm in the same place. It's not a bad place. It's not like life's awful, but I know that we're so much more capable of achieving more, that our vision is so much more, and we know we could be doing so much more fulfillment, action towards our purpose, towards our joy, towards love. And sometimes when you're just sitting there in quiet, you feel that, you know, you feel that, why didn't I take action? And then the self-shame kicks in. We love self-shame. No. We actually hate it, in case you didn't pick up on that. But that's why I really wanted to talk about in this episode the difference between information and implementation, having a goal, taking action towards that goal. You know, knowing, we've talked about this in self-mastery, knowing your why, and then why you want to make that change. What are you suffering with, and what do you want to master? And yeah, what is that? What, you know, take a minute to think about, is there something that you want so bad that you're telling yourself you don't have the money for, the time for, the opportunity's not right, you'll get to it later, a million other things, right? Even if it's, I'll take care of it tomorrow, or I'll look at that tomorrow. The laundry list of excuses or reasons why not. I'm not saying that they're not valid, but they are excuses. And of all the reasons you can't do it, and then before you know it, years have passed by, and then you feel like crap about it because you haven't taken any action towards the thing that you wanted. Or maybe at that point, you've talked yourself out of that thing, because if you wanted it bad enough, you would have taken action by now. And so, information versus implementation. So let's say you have a goal of starting a business, and you research all the information that you need, starting a website, LLC, you know, all the things that you know you would do to start a business. And maybe you get overwhelmed with that list. Well, how do I do this? And the marketing plan, and okay, maybe I'm so overwhelmed. You know, there's so many options. There's so many things I could do. I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to put it off a little bit longer until I get my head straight. Or maybe you actually do implement that business and you figure out all those things. It takes you a little while and you do all those things, but you've spent a couple years getting all that down. And that's also potentially, most likely, money that, and money and energy you've left on the table while you're trying to figure that out all by yourself. And money is just energy, energy for energy, baby. You know, just one form of currency. And it's the one we focus on the most, but it's not the only form.
Ew, who does she think she is doing her own commercial? Oh yeah, that's right, me. If you're enjoying the show, which I hope you are, make sure to like, subscribe, and if you're feeling fancy, which I think you are, head over to Instagram, Ash Betch Baby, and join the Real Betch community, where we expand even more on all these topics. Okay, bye.
And I don't know if any of you listening to this have worked with a therapist, worked with a coach, anything like that. And when you tap into the energy of working with somebody, their expertise, their energy, their you can do this, look how many people have done this, like you're no different, you got this, how much quicker things happen for you and how much better your mental state is. Because, and maybe it's a nutrition coach, maybe, I mean, literally like any type of coach. And especially if you're overthinker, analytical, perfectionist, Virgo placements, I know you all feel me on this one. And working with somebody, what if you could get there so much faster? What if it wasn't going to take you a year? What if it would take you 3 months? Would that be worth it to you? Would that investment be worth it to you? Do you want it bad enough that you're willing to work with somebody who's already got that figured out so that you can move a little quicker towards what you want? Or even if it's not a business, you want to move a little bit quicker towards feeling unstuck and shifting your energy and understanding why you feel this way and how do you get out of that? It could literally be one 30-minute conversation. And I, like, you know, I've had plenty of those when I've had readings that have completely shifted my mindset. And part of what I'm doing at The Real Betch is I want to take it one step further. So I'm very action-oriented. I study astrology, obviously. So if I get a reading, I'll go ahead and look at my chart even after that reading and then create specific goals and intentions and a journaling practice, energy block clearing, etc. And that has been the most powerful results that I've seen after a reading. Because getting a reading is powerful and feeling understood and why things are happening and getting things explained, but then having a plan to follow through with that the next month is really the missing piece that I haven't seen anywhere. And maybe it's there, but I haven't seen it. And it's something I've implemented on my own. And it's something that I work with my clients, I work with my family, and I've seen tremendous changes. And that's what I want to bring here. And that's kind of what I talk about, you know, how long do you want to stay in this energy you're in? How long do you want to stay in this place that you're in your life? What if you could move it a little bit faster? Just from my experience, I've had coaching anywhere from being too in my masculine energy, doing these activations to move more into my feminine energy. And if you would have told me this to me like 5 years ago or something, I'd be like, that sounds like super stupid. It's stupid not to do it. Seriously. I think a lot of women need to do that. And it's not our fault. We've been kind of pushed into the masculine sometimes, but that's another discussion. But I've done that astrology readings. Why do I feel like shit? Why do I feel stuck? I don't want to figure out why I feel that way. I want you to tell me, and then I'm going to know that you're right because I'm going to feel it in my gut, you know, and even me who can read astrology, I need that. I want to pay someone to tap into my energy and to pull the things out that my brain isn't really wanting to look at right now, or is feeling it's spinning around the drain in circles, and I need someone to pull me out who's unbiased, objective, who knows their shit, and who I trust, and who I've seen results from, or I've seen other people get results from, or I like their content. And I like their energy, and I want to work with them in their energy, because if I get to be in their energy just for a little bit, it's absolutely inevitable that my energy will shift. Have you ever been around a friend who's in a bad mood and you know, they're, or just anybody in a bad mood, and you immediately feel heavy and that kind of weighs you down? And maybe you had a good day and you come home and you feel like crap. Or the reverse, someone's in a really good mood, even if you're in a bad mood, you're like, God, it's so annoying. But eventually it wears off on you. And that's kind of that connection you want to have with your coach or anyone that you work with. So kind of bouncing all over the place, I want to tie it back in. I just really want to drive home that I know everyone listening to this has something that they've been wanting to do, big or small. And what are you going to do about it? Are you going to rip the Band-Aid off? Are you going to take action on it? Visualize yourself 1 year from now. Our future selves are pissed when we do that. I feel like our future selves send us breadcrumbs and they are pissed when we do that. So, and we're pissed at ourselves, most importantly. And honestly, all we have space for is to find love for ourselves, because we can make change for ourselves. We most certainly can. But do we really want to wait that long? You know, do we really want to wait that long? If it's something that's really you're struggling with and you've tried to get out of it, you know, by yourself for a while and you've been unsuccessful, and you see someone who has results that you trust or that you like, this is your sign to do that. Whether it's with me and the services I offer, or with somebody else, that nutrition coach, anything like that. Because I don't know anyone in my circle who's invested in a coach who hasn't seen a return almost immediately in some form, you know, either making money or a sudden change in your life. It's almost like when you decide and you step into that next version of yourself and you decide that you're going there, everything aligns to give you that high five, like you got it. And I think people who aren't even very spiritual can relate to that. It's otherwise, you know, the universe kind of gives you a detour. And, but when you're living in alignment with your chart, your life, what you want to be doing, because what you want to be doing is there for a reason, right? That idea that you have, that thing that you want, it's not just randomly there and you just keep trying to ignore it. It's there for a reason. It's something that you are meant to do or called to do. And I mean, it's so morbid, but it's so true. I think about, you know, dying and looking at the potential of what I could have done if I wasn't so afraid to put myself out there, or to not have it all figured out, or to, you know, all the things, that none of those things actually matter, that they were just all in my own mind, and that I had the ability to step into my future concept and manifest my future reality literally just by changing myself. Because we don't attract what we want, we attract who we are. And that's why sometimes people attract great things and they can't keep them, because they didn't embody that energy. And one of our offerings that touches on all those things at The Real Betch is Betch in Your Back Pocket. How cute is that? So that encompasses, should you work with us, an intensive strategy call where we brain dump all the things in your life that aren't working, that are out of alignment, any blocks that you feel. Then we turn to your astrology chart. Depending upon what's going on, we may look at a couple of different things, transits, your natal chart, progressed moon, etc. But it's going to be a very personalized reading that you can relate to. It's going to be a lot of aha moments that make sense. And then we are going to go ahead and create goals and intentions. So it's information in motion. You're going to get your chart in a way that you understand it, where it's not just some foreign language, that you really feel personally invested in it. It makes sense. You have action items, you have goals, and you have access to me for that period of time. Should any energy blocks come up, should you have questions about your chart, et cetera, to give you time to implement and to be accountable for implementing those things. And I can't say it enough that this combination of information with implementation has honestly just amazing results. And I'll definitely be posting some testimonials from clients that I've worked with that have loved this program. I have used it for myself more than once. It's something that I've done again and again and again to get myself unstuck, to get clear. And that's what I want to bring to you. So definitely make sure to head over to my Instagram for all that information, which we talk about later. But even if that is not something that you're interested in, let's maybe say you want a nutrition coach, anything like that, I call you to take those steps forward towards working with a coach if it's something you can't complete on your own. But even if you aren't interested in that, but there is something that you want to do, I just hope that you walk away from this not ignoring that call, of whatever it is you want to do. Because if we all believed in ourselves a little bit more, this is so cheesy. It's so cheesy. If we all believed in ourselves a little bit more and cared a little bit less about how we thought we would be perceived, because most people are just thinking about themselves, so they don't care as much as we think. And we didn't consume so much media where we saw other people doing the thing we wanted to do or doing it better in our mind than we think we could do, I think we would all just be so much happier. And the only investment that I never regret is the investment in myself. And whatever form that that comes in, it's the ultimate act of love. And it has made me the person I am. And then all the people in my life get to benefit from that when I step into what brings me joy. It just radiates out to everyone around me. And that's my intention for everyone listening to this, is to take action towards the thing that you want. Hire a coach, whoever that coach may be, or hire, you know, whoever that person is, you get the idea. Hire that person and just like do the damn thing. You know what I mean? Like, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. It sucks sometimes, but not all the time. But we're majorly here for a good time. So let's just do the damn thing. Okay.
I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, remember to hit subscribe, and to stay updated, head over to Instagram. The handle is AshBetchBaby. It's like bitch with an E. Okay. See you next time.